upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Let's tee it up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town. And my
hey, Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. Every once in a while, I'll mention this to you. Cabinets, custom-made cabinets. Wes, the Hokey fan. Wes is the master at this. I've never seen anybody have this kind of skill when it comes to this kind of artistic ability. He's going to custom design these cabinets. They're going to fit perfectly. You're not going to have any issues. They're going to be beautiful. And Wes is going, they're going to install these, man. And it's just going to be amazing how good they are at it, to the 100th of a centimeter. It just, it fits and everything's perfect. Just quality cabinets. To find out more about custom-made cabinets in your laundry room, mud room, kitchens, bathrooms, bedrooms, even storage areas, let Wes and the folks at Harbin Lumber take care of this for you. Call them today, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. 805 on a Tuesday is Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We are fantastic. I made the statement. I was in Clemson Saturday, and I talked to some local authorities, talked to our local sheriff's office here, and I found out something. I think Clemson did the right thing. I said this. I know Clemson did the right thing. And from looking at the weather and talking to a couple other people, I think South Carolina did the right thing. You're much closer to it. Am I right by saying South Carolina probably did the right thing by not playing their game on Saturday? In hindsight, now that we have all the factors in, did they make that right decision?
I don't know. I think they could have played it. But, you know, the perception of it, particularly if they would have played it at night, and, you know, with the number of first responders and state troopers and all the different people that are involved in working a game like that, that, you know, some of them needed to be around different parts of the state, helping out with rescues and things like that. So, I think it just really depends on your perspective. I mean, the weather itself, when the game was supposed to be played, really wasn't nearly as bad as it looked like it was going to be earlier in the week. But, you know, there's more than one side to it. So, I think you can make an argument for both.
Did Ray Tanner receive criticism, praise, post afterwards? Your fan base, your site, did people agree or disagree? Do most people want to play it or not play it? Was it split?
It was a mixed bag. There were some that were critical, particularly when the game time was going on. You know, there were people that said, hey, you know, weather's not so bad right now. You know, and were critical of Tanner and the decision that was made. But I think given the information he had to go on at the time, you know, what the forecast was at the time when he made the decision, I think he made the right one at that time. But with hindsight, you could look back and say that maybe it wasn't the right one. So yeah, it just depends on how you want to look at it. I think as long as they end up making the game up at some point this season and not losing the game altogether, I don't think it becomes as big a deal. But if it ends up changing the complexion of their bowl scenario or something like that later in the year where they aren't able to make it up, then I think it could open the door for a little bit more criticism.
A caller asked this and read my mind because it was going to be my second or third question. It's the third one here. What are the date options? What are the opponent options when considering a makeup?
Well, there really is only two options, and Muschamp has already come out and said that he's against one of them. The first one would be adding a game on the bye week, which is the weekend of October 20th. But Muschamp spoke out and said he was not in favor of adding a game then because it would create a scenario where the team would have to play 10 weeks in a row, and he would rather not do that. And feels like that's an unnecessary strain on the players, not getting that bye week, you know, later in the season. The other option would be to schedule a game the weekend of December 1st if they don't make the SEC championship game. And of course, they couldn't announce anything or really officially schedule anything until they'd been eliminated from the SEC championship game. But they could, you know, potentially enter into a verbal agreement behind the scenes or gentleman's agreement with a school behind the scenes that if they don't make the SEC championship game, then they'll play on that date and then announce it after they've been eliminated. So I think that's the more likely scenario of the two. You know, but there's we just have to wait and see how the rest of the season plays out.
Is as far as opponents go, the December 1st date, I'd imagine it's a wider range, a possibility of opponents for December 1st as opposed to October
20th? Yeah, but I have no idea who it might be. You know, certainly some of the other schools that canceled games have been mentioned, at least on the site, but not from anyone with knowledge of who they may be talking to. But, you know, some of the North Carolina schools, Virginia schools, something like that could be a possibility. They could even do something with Marshall if Marshall doesn't make their – I guess their conference has a championship game, so if they don't make it, they could be a possibility as well. But no real word yet on who the opponent could potentially be.
And a 100% chance that the game will be in Williams-Brice?
I would think so. I can't imagine a scenario where they would, you know, replace a home game with an away game. I guess the only other possibility would be a neutral site, but a lot of the stadiums around the area would be probably being used for conference championships that day. So I don't even know that would be a realistic option either. I think they would do everything they could to make it a home game.
I'll ask you this question again. Well, I won't have to ask this question after Saturday, late Saturday afternoon. If the Gamecocks win, we'll say, boy, the extra rest, the staff utilized that very well in preparation for Vanderbilt. If they lose, we'll talk about rust and getting out of a rhythm and distractions there. But at this point, is there a gut you have on whether last week, what effect last week's cancellation will have on this week's game in Nashville?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, there's trade-offs in both directions. I think if I had to lean one direction or another, I would think it would probably hurt them a little bit more than it will help them, just in the sense that they didn't get to play another game to put the Georgia game behind them and sort of refocus on the future schedule and the opponents to come versus, you know, how they played against Georgia. I think you'd rather get that out of the way last week and then be able to, particularly against an out-of-conference opponent like Marshall, presumably get that win and then refocus on the conference opponent coming up this week in Vanderbilt. But the other side of it is, like you said, they did get the weekend off. They did get some extra prep time, some extra time to heal some of these injuries and some of the players that are banged up. So there's trade-offs in both directions. And I hate that's a second question in a row where I really haven't taken a side. I don't want to sound like I'm playing it right down the middle for you and not giving you a good answer, but I think there's it just depends on how you want to look at it, but ultimately we'll see how they play on Saturday night and that'll tell the tale.
I always ask you about injuries specifically this week without playing the update for the guys that were bruised and banged up going into it.
Yeah. You know, the big one is DJ Wanham. Looks like he's going to miss, you know, at least two more games, these next two road games. And he's a big piece of their defense and was definitely a guy they missed against Georgia. Not saying that's why they lost the game, but certainly he's a guy that does a lot of different things for them, both in rushing the passer and stopping the run and just sort of being a guy that's always in the right place at the right time defensively. And you know, they're going to miss him, but they should be, you know, pretty healthy overall beyond that, outside of the guys that obviously have season-ending injuries. They should be pretty close to full speed in terms of the guys they're really counting on outside of one.
I made a statement earlier, agree or disagree, when I say that one of the most important factors in this game coming up will be Vanderbilt and their psyche, in that, you know, sometimes they play great at number 8 Notre Dame, and they had a chance to win the game. You could almost say maybe even outplayed Notre Dame. They outgained Notre Dame by 40 yards. They you know, had every chance in the world to win up at Notre Dame. You can say, Tony, that they Could have a lot of momentum off of that, a lot of confidence from going on the road and playing that way. Or you could say, boy, they're tripping over the bottom lip for letting one get away, and sometimes one loss can beat you twice. Is it right? But you agree with what I'm saying, that I think one of the most important aspects is Vanderbilt's psyche of how they come back from the loss up at Notre Dame.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you know, one of the challenges of Derek Mason's tenure so far at Vanderbilt has been the ability to sustain success. You know, they've had a few seasons, including last year, where they started out, you know, I'm not sure, they were 3-0, 4-0 last year, playing really well defensively, and all of a sudden they get blown out and the bottom falls out defensively, and they weren't the same team as the season went on. And, you know, they're in a similar situation this year. They got they didn't get the win last week, but they could very easily be undefeated and, you know, pushing towards a potential top 25 ranking if they could win this week against South Carolina. So, you know, we'll see if he's able to push the right buttons this year and you know, have them be able to build on the early season success, or whether they you know, follow what they've done so far in his tenure, where they start off pretty good and then falter as the season goes on. But I think this is a big game for South Carolina. It's a big game for both programs, but I think, you know, for South Carolina to rebound and get back on the right track and still have a chance to go on to have a good season, this is a game they have to win.
I would agree. Big game for both. If Vanderbilt can beat South Carolina, they've got Tennessee State next. That'd be a 4-1 start before going to Georgia. Still a chance maybe to go to Arkansas and win. Who knows, Kentucky, Missouri, Ole Miss, and some of those teams, and Tennessee, some of those teams in there. It could be a great season, but a whole different start at 2-2 compared to what could be maybe 4-1. Same thing for South Carolina. And watching Vanderbilt, did you get a chance to watch Notre Dame and Vanderbilt game Saturday?
I did. I watched a lot of it.
Yeah. Give me a thought about what you saw from Vanderbilt, and let's talk about the offensive side of the ball. What will be a key for the Gamecocks in stopping a pretty talented quarterback and a pretty physical unit with a pretty experienced quarterback now?
Yeah, I think they have to win the battle at the line of scrimmage and get pressure on Shurmur. They have to disrupt his timing, get him to move off his spot. You know, they can't just let him sit in the pocket and scan the field. If they do, he can beat them. He's a guy that can find the open receiver. He can make the throws down the field and hit for some big plays. But it looked like he was a different quarterback when you got him to move a little bit off his spot or disrupted his timing. So I think that it's going to be really important for South Carolina's front seven to not allow him to get comfortable and to establish a rhythm and have too much time to scan the field.
They didn't run the ball all that well at Notre Dame. That will be a key, no doubt about that. On the other side, I think the running game, whichever team can run the ball better might win, because it takes some pressure off of the passing game. What are your thoughts about the Gamecocks trying to establish a little more of a running game rather than slinging it like they did against Georgia?
Yeah, I think that's huge and something that, you know, Will Muschamp made pretty clear after that Georgia game that he was not happy with how quickly or early in that game they abandoned the run. You know, obviously their strategy was to come out throwing it, and they felt like they could have some success, but they abandoned it altogether too early in the first half, and then once they got down by two or three scores in the second half, they had to keep throwing it. So I think this is a team that's going to be much better if they're balanced on offense. And certainly there's times where you have to take what the defense is giving you, and if they're taking the run away, you want to make them pay and beat them with the pass. But at the same time, you have to stay committed to that running game and you have that balance to keep the defense off balance and guessing what you're going to do. So I think it's very important for Brian McClendon to get Rico Dowdle and Tyson Williams going in this game and stick with them. And stick to the game plan of being balanced, because that's something he's talked about that he wants to do, and that's the kind of offense he wants to have. But they did not do that against Georgia, and I think any time a team is able to make them one-dimensional, South Carolina's chances of winning the game decrease.
I'll end with a Vanderbilt question after a quick recruiting question. Any storylines? I know the staff, without playing a game, maybe had a little more time to get out, maybe more recruiting spin out there, but I know it's a lot of 2020s and 21s out there now too. Any major storylines emerging from the off date this past weekend?
Not really. They actually did not go out. They made the decision to not go out because of the weather and different things that were happening around the state. So they didn't go out and recruit, but I anticipate the staff going out this Friday to see several high school games around the southeast, and we should have a pretty good idea of where those guys are going to be, and then we'll follow up with some of those players afterwards. But things have been relatively quiet on the recruiting front since the Georgia game, outside of the visitors that were there that we followed up with.
Final one for you. I want to ask about the momentum of a season and looking at not only this week but next week too. You have seven straight conference games coming up. At Vanderbilt, at Kentucky, Missouri at home, A&M at home, Tennessee at home, at Ole Miss, and at Florida. I don't see any of those teams. I'll ask in two parts. First, looking at now, will there be double digits in any of these spreads? You might be double-digit favorite against Tennessee, maybe. See a game in there where there were a double-digit favorite or underdog either way?
That would be about the only one. I think all the other ones you're talking about, you know, 3-4 point type spreads one way or the other. And ultimately, these games that stretch you just mentioned are going to define South Carolina's season. Yeah. And I think that these next two are huge, obviously. You know, this weekend against Vandy, and then they have to snap the streak against Kentucky. They've lost four straight to Kentucky, which I, you know, just never thought I'd see. But Mark Stoops has done a good job of building that program quietly and has put together the kind of team that is a tough matchup for a lot of teams. So that's a big game. It's going to be a night game. It was announced yesterday. It's going to be a 7:30 game. So I'm sure their fans are going to be ready for that one. So these next 2 weeks are big for South Carolina. These next seven games, like you said, are big. So we're going to find out a lot more about this team these next couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, and I'll finish with this by saying, I'll let you expand on this, that hosting Missouri, hosting A&M, that feels different at 3-1 or 2-2 compared to 1-3 or 2-2. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like that the entire season now, the momentum and the confidence that could be gained or lost this week and next week seem like it's so important for those next October games. Agree or disagree?
I totally agree. They have to establish some momentum, get into a positive mindset when they return home, and at the very least, they need to go 1-1 these next two. But really, I think to have a chance to keep things moving forward this season and have a chance to take another step forward overall in terms of wins this year, they need to win both of them. To get where they want to go, they can't be competing with Kentucky year in and year out for the, you know, who's going to finish higher in the SEC East. They need to be beating Kentucky on a regular basis. And winning this weekend, having some momentum and beating Kentucky next week would be huge, I think, to return home and have a chance to continue to build on that momentum.
Final one, tell me about thebigspur.com. I know back in the swing of things with the game actually coming up this weekend, give us an idea of what's coming up on the site and how people can subscribe.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of good content on the site leading up to the Vanderbilt game this week. We'll have full coverage before, during, and after. And I'm also going to be speaking here locally in Greenville at the Embassy Suites on Friday. So I wanted to tell everybody about that. Doors open at 11:30, and I'll be talking about the team and reviewing what's happened already, previewing what's to come, and answering any questions any Gamecock fans may have. So I would love to have you join us at the Embassy Suites for the Greenville Gamecock Club luncheon on Friday.
Do they need to sign up in advance, get tickets at the door, anything they need to know?
They can get tickets at the door. It's $25 per person, and that includes the lunch. And, go about an hour and a half or so. Probably finish up one or a little bit before that. So should be a good group of Gamecocks out there. So anyone out there that wants to come, love to have you.
Embassy Suites Friday here for the Greenville Gamecock Club. Hey, man, good luck with that. I know the folks will love it. Looking forward to visiting with you. We'll review Vanderbilt, preview Kentucky next week when we visit.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Get out and see him, Embassy Suites, on Friday if you're a Gamecock fan wanting the latest. Speaking of Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Daniel Parham, Manuel Parham, the big team there. Daniel and Manuel, they're twins. Still can't tell them apart. But they have started this company, and they're on every single job site. Now imagine, Zach Orr, if upper management was looking over your shoulder every single second of the show. you'd probably like tighten it up a little bit over there. If he was, if upper management, he and she, or if they were over our shoulders, we'd really tighten it up in there a little bit, man. We do extra. We wouldn't goof around like we always do every single day around here.
We're unsupervised from 6 to 8 most days.
It's romper room in here. The owners being there kind of put a little different spin, but they know it's important for them to be there for the quality control. They know that they want to be there because they want to deliver to you the best product they can, and they enjoy getting out working and seeing it and meeting the clients and on every single site like this. That's important, though. Quality control with an owner on every job site. I can't tell you if it's Daniel or Manuel. Can't tell them apart anyway. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Get your garage floor done right. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Touch with our good friends there, 404-8158. We'll take a break, come back. Open phone lines, text, tweets, your correspondence after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return 4 starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Hey students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase 2 of Tigertown Village. These charming 2-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let me tell you about our great friends at Palmetto Dunes with our Palmetto Golf Report. Get in touch with our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, and I think you're going to absolutely love this. I don't talk enough about the fishing and the boating side of things, but I can tell you that this is a really huge advantage they have there. The fishing guide services that they have is one of the best that you'll see. You'll love that, half days and full days and all. The beach fishing that you could do, then the lagoon fishing that you can do and all throughout the property there. It's really for the outdoors people. You love it. I don't talk enough about the nature scenes they have there. Hilton Head has done an unbelievable job of preserving parks and natural areas. And so commend them for that. So that's great stuff there with Palmetto Dunes and just more than just golf, more than just beaches, more than just tennis. It's the natural side of things and nature side of things. I know some folks that go down and do some bird watching all over the place now too. And they've got a lot of beautiful, beautiful things there too. Go by and see them. It's a full, really anything anybody's looking for. It's no wonder it's one of the top ranked resorts in America and one of the most beautiful islands in America. Hilton Head Island Beachfront Resort. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. This weekend, we have both the men's and women's team at Clemson going. The men's team, their second tournament of the year, they're going to the Maribel Golf Course in Scottsdale, Arizona for the Maui Gym Classic. We know that Turk Pettit back in the lineup for Clemson. So we'll see him back for the first time this year. And, you know, a big part of that, too, will be he's going to replace Zach Gordon. Also going Jacob Bridgman, a freshman, to take him back. Bryson Nimmer, who played so well. William Nottingham, who played so well also on the trip. So nice to see the Turk getting back and hopefully playing well for the Tigers down and hopefully Bryson playing well. The women's team here, they're about to leave, I think – I'm right by saying this. I think they leave tomorrow as well. And it's the very first tournament of the year for the women's team here at Clemson. I told you this last week, up at Vanderbilt at the Legends Club North in Franklin, Tennessee for the Mason Rudolph Championship. And that's coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Golfstat.com for both. We'll tell you about lineups for both coming up too. Clemson's women's team's taking, I think, four freshmen with them. They've got some girls that aren't going, so they're going to take four freshmen up there the first tournament of the year. We'll give you updates on those coming up. Also, the Tour Championship. For you Clemson fans heading to Atlanta this weekend, don't forget Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe not Saturday, but Sunday after the game or Friday before the game, you can go to the Tour Championship. down to East Lake in Atlanta, which would be an awfully good time there. Hey, the Palmetto Golf Report, Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Snap Hook, we got good news last night, Mr. Orr 24. That Snap Hook is safe. You know how you have to report being safe after storms, things like this?
Sure.
He rode with his wife yesterday, and we got great reports that, he checked in safe last night. Snap Hook, congratulations, man. Awfully happy for you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all the prayers and support, Mickey. I really appreciate it. I mean, you know, what's the worst thing you can do for a woman who has driver's ADD? Yeah, get her a convertible. That's the smartest thing you could ever do.
Yeah. So, not good, buddy. Not
you
good.
Know, it's one of those, I know. I appreciate you guys, supporting us and, you know, having your thoughts and prayers with me. I appreciate it. I really do. It was tough, but we made it through it. I really do appreciate it. I just wish, Mickey, you could hop in the car with her just one time. Mm. You would really, really understand. I mean, you really, really would. It would be, you'd get in there three times, your first, your only, and your last. I promise you. It'd change your life, brother. We're getting into conference play, Mickey. What are our challenges moving forward? What's our toughest test? And what do we see as potential obstacles in conference play coming up?
Well, let's be clear. I don't think anybody's claiming that the ACC is a powerhouse this year. Florida State's obviously not Florida State. Louisville and NC State suffered some big losses personnel-wise the last couple of years. I don't think this will go down as a great Louisville team or a great NC State team. If anything, the surprise – well, you shouldn't be surprised that Boston College is better than we thought. So far, Duke has played better than we thought. And, you know, Syracuse, with their great win this past weekend. And they're going to come in here 4-0. They're going to win this week and go 4-0. Wake Forest is a solid team on the road. You can't play bad and win at Wake Forest. But quite frankly, let's just be honest, Clemson's – it's hard to go undefeated through a regular season. But if you're ever going to do it, this is the year to do it. There's no team that can beat Clemson without Clemson beating themselves. I don't see a team on the schedule – and Zach Orr, I feel free to disagree with this. There's no team on the schedule remaining – that if Clemson doesn't beat themselves, can beat Clemson without an awful lot of help. Agree, Zach? Disagree with that?
I mean, your darlings, Boston College, in that list as well, or no?
I think Clemson would have to help Boston College in order to beat Clemson.
Okay.
So it's not a great year. So to be honest with you, like we said many times now, Clemson's biggest opponent is going to be Clemson moving forward, and complacency and you know, playing to a certain standard moving forward.
Do you think the tempo that Syracuse brings could be
a
potential issue, guys getting winded, substitutions, things like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, tempo is the deal. There's no doubt about that. Tempo.
Is there a team that plays faster
than
Syracuse?
No.
I don't think I've seen one.
No, Syracuse goes awfully fast. And it's an issue. I tell you where it's an issue is late in games they're able to run the ball. They ran the ball in Florida State late in that game. And the other thing that really helped Syracuse with this one was that Florida State kept going three and out, and Florida State had no answers, and that really, really plays right into Syracuse's hands. So that's how you get to see a 30 to 7 game. Let me see if I'm right by saying this. And they might have tried to slow it down a little bit late in that game. They had Syracuse ran 88 plays. Florida State ran 60 plays this past weekend. 28 more plays by Syracuse.
Wow. Wow, that's impressive.
And that's with a backup quarterback. Dungy's been banged up a little bit. DeVito's having to play a lot. And that's with an inexperienced quarterback still going pretty fast, and 88 plays is an issue.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Mickey, now I'll take it off the air. Any updates on KB? Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Dabo Swinney said last night on Tiger Calls, which was heard right here every Monday night, that Kelly Bryant is doing well, that he practiced yesterday, that he was ripping balls through his throws, and they expect a healthy Kelly Bryant to go Saturday in historic Grants Field and historic Bobby Dodd Stadium down in Atlanta, 3:30 on Saturday. I'd be surprised if he didn't start. I'd be surprised if he didn't play a lot, and I'd be surprised if you don't see both quarterbacks play about an equal amount of snaps coming into that. Takes one note with Snap Hook on a plane with the window down. I hope the wind. That really is bad traveling. dangerous traveling if that's the
case. Well, judging by the car he was riding yesterday, he has a convertible, doesn't he?
Yes. You can't hide money, man. Yeah. You cannot hide money.
You only flaunt it, I guess.
Yeah. Georgia Tech wearing
new unis.
Alternative uniforms on Saturday.
Now, tell me why you hate them and how they need to stay traditional and it needs to be the same.
No.
And how much you,
no, I won't do
you
that.
Can't stand them.
I won't do that.
They have a great look already. Why mess with it?
Well, that's different. They don't have a great look already.
They don't.
Florida State has a great look already.
Are you a Honeycomb helmet fan?
Honeycomb's big. Yeah. They're not small. No. Honeycomb's got a big taste, big bites, and a big, you know, Honeycomb cereal.
So you remember that? Advertising works on you.
Well, I know all the jingles.
Mm-hmm.
You name a company, I got their jingle for you. But here's what I don't get.
Frosted Flakes.
They're great. I thought you were gonna hit me with the Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah, by all means.
Nah. Here's where it is not right though.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets. Yum. Here's what's great. My wife is much better at that game than I am, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Here's what's is confusing. The Yellow Jackets are paying tribute to their 1990 national championship team with their unique look at home, but the uniforms don't look like the national championship uniforms. When Georgia Tech won the national championship in 1990, someone correct me where I'm wrong, they had white numerals on their jerseys. These are gold numerals
on their jerseys. They had a dark jersey, though, right?
A blue jersey.
Yeah, they're paying homage to that.
But
it doesn't be the same.
You'd think if you're going to have throwbacks to the 1990 season, commemorating the 1990 national championship team, the uniforms would be the same. Oh, by the way, that's Red Robin. Yum.
Hot Pockets.
Yum. No, yum is Red Robin. Hot Pockets is just their Hot Pockets, I think.
Ding. Is there a ding at the end of it?
Ding.
Like maybe. The microwave's done?
Yeah, maybe. If you're going to commemorate...
You just sold it so well. I just bought it.
I know. Hey, man, at least be confident in yourself. What, no matter what. I convinced you. But if you could commemorate 1990, then have uniforms like 1990. Those aren't the same looking uniforms. Those aren't the same uniforms.
Play like it's 1990.
I don't get that at all.
Throw a forward pass.
Yeah, I don't get it at all. All right, final break. We'll come back, wrap things up. Take a phone call, text, or tweet. We hadn't done any Twitter stuff. We'll get to some Twitter things here when we return for the final segment. Northland Communication, getnorthland.com. That's the website you need to know. Students, the importance, I understand more now than ever how important it is for you to have everything you need school-wise, entertainment-wise when you're streaming. Businesses out there, we do that here at the station with our phones and our internet and our television. Northland treats us well. They can treat you well. They've got some great specials going on now. Get the fastest internet available. Get it through our friends at Northland Communication. They sponsor our phone lines, Northland Communication phone lines. Do that here. The easiest way to look at all their specials, all their different offers, it's getnorthland.com. Getnorthland.com. Final break. We'll come back, wrap things up right after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Westside at Hanna. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hi friends, Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. ESA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network, communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it. And be on the job 24/7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Prime Lending, SC.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out when it comes to buying a home. I talk about remodeling sometimes. I talk about refinancing sometimes. Let me talk to you about new home buyers. You know, right now you might be renting. They've got a rent and own calculator on there, rent versus own calculator. You can see, you know, how much you could be saving and putting up and that kind of stuff. And really, can you afford it? So if you're thinking about buying a home for the first time, you want to educate yourself. They've got a bunch of frequently asked questions on there. They've got a bunch of glossary terms on there. Go into it. Educating yourself on learning terms and learning, you know, what meanings of these things are and the importance of it are. So first time home buyers, I will just tell you this. My first time I didn't buy with them. My first time I signed a mortgage wasn't with them. The second and third mortgages I signed were with them. And I can tell you that it was so much easier how they explained everything and made it simple, which is important. Local offices right here for you. Mark Hawkins is a great team in the upstate of South Carolina. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. PrimeLendingSC.com. All the phone numbers, everything you need is there for a local branch near you. Mr. Orr 24, I was going to do this for my 2-minute drill. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it for my 2-minute drill, but I'll tell you about the sponsor later.
Okay.
Snap totals for the season at every position. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fly down them.
fly through them, though.
Quarterback, Kelly Bryant, 105 plays so far. Trevor Lawrence, 85. And Chase Bryce, 17. So for that, remember we talked about it was going to be 80-20, 20-80, 70-30, 30-70? Between the two right now, 190 plays. And Kelly Bryant has played in 55% of those snaps. And Trevor Lawrence, 45%. Broken down between those two. The mop-up time and Chase Bryce, 17 snaps in there. So far, though, we've got 55% Kelly, 45% Trevor so far. A little closer than I would have thought so far. We'll see what comes out of that. Now, again, that was a lot because Trevor played after Kelly's injury with five straight series after that on Saturday. Running backs, I'm interested in this. ETN, 90 snaps. Choice, 55. Feaster, 34. Dixon, 19. So, to me, the biggest difference there is I get ETN's 90, but Choice ahead of Feaster right now. As far as the snaps with the wide receivers, T. Higgins, 115. Amari Rodgers, 113. Renfro, 110. Cornell Powell, Travion Thompson, 50. DeAndre Overton, 47. Justin Ross, 41 so far. Kendrick and Chase, 25 each. At tight ends for Clemson, Garrett Williams, 80. Mylon Richard, 77. Williams didn't play in one of those games. Chalk, 24. Kenneth Smith, 19. Galloway, 18. On the offensive line, the guy with the most snaps so far has been Tremaine Ankrum and John Simpson at 165. Hyatt, 161. Pollard, 115. Falsinelli, or 138 for Falsinelli, then Pollard, 115. You've got Cervenka at 57. Jackson Carmen, 44 through three games so far. Bockhorst, 38. Chandler Reeves, 22. Oh, Kate Stewart, 64. Vincent, 17. And Zach Giella, 26. On defense, defensive ends led by Cleveland Farrell, 129. Austin Bryant, 127. Justin Foster has 49. Xavier Thomas, 31. Ahead of Logan Rudolph at 24. KJ Henry, 19. Chris Redshirt at 9. Redshirt played for the first time on Saturday. Here's what's surprising about Saturday. Niles Pinckney and Albert Huggins played more snaps than Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins. Pinckney played in 26 snaps. Huggins, 23. Lawrence, 21, and Wilkins, 18. For the year, Wilkins, 106, Lawrence, 101, Huggins, 74, Pinckney, 60, Xavier Kelly, 31 so far. At linebacker, I think fairly surprisingly, Isaiah Simmons with 145, the most snaps at linebacker so far. Joseph has 139, Trey Lamar, 107 among the reserves. J.D. Davis, 74. Jalen Williams, 37. Shaq Smith, 33. Judah Davis, 14. Chad Smith only played three plays on Saturday. Come back from a little bit of injury, I guess, and only 14 snaps on the season when Baylen Specter with 13. And in the secondary, it's been A.J. Terrell with 137. Kayvon Wallace with 133. Trayvon Mullen got hurt a little bit on Saturday, 120 for the season. Travis Muse, 108. Fields with 86. Denzel Johnson, 74 snaps. Nolan Turner, 51. Then you get down to Anthony Williams, 22. Mario Goodrich with 15. Where's McMichael on this? McMichael, has he not played? I know he's played three snaps, yes, so far. So, interesting, I think, snap totals. There's some guys that are surprising in there so far. I think Chad Smith maybe with only 14 snaps. Banged up a little bit, though. Missed some of those games. Interested in that?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of numbers. They matter there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the stats that you see on ClemsonTigers.com through all of that. And then the biggest news of the day, I think, from Clemson, Kelly Bryant, according to Dabo Swinney. Here's the quotes from last night. He had a great practice tonight. He was ripping it around and running around and looked good. All good as far as Kelly Bryant for Saturday, 3:30 down in Hot Atlanta. Texter asked, what's up with Skalski? Skalski, who was hurt in the preseason is they're going to try to redshirt this season with him and get him back, which I tend to agree with. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates, thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive some of the sports every single day. I got two to forgive here as far as the on my acts of forgiveness.
Number one
is me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my wife corrected me this morning when I talked about Urban Meyer and those thin lips of his. And I said he was piercing his lips. She said, no, you purse your lips. You corrected me as well after I mentioned this. It is pursing of lips.
It is.
I thought you, like, pierced your lips. You, like, pressed them together.
No. You pierce them, then you go through them.
Right. Been wrong for 48 years of speaking the English language.
That's all right. It happens to the best of us.
Oh, it ain't the first time, buddy.
It will be the last.
Eustace could say it right. To me, butchering the English language and the King's English.
It's a Southern tradition.
It's just one of my traditions. Eustace could not say that.
Speak the Queen's English over here.
Yeah, I'm speaking the the Queen. The other one we'll forgive is the ACC for this year. I'm looking at the FPI for Clemson for the rest of the year. You ready for this? We'll do win game Wednesday tomorrow, too. Wednesday's a big show.
Our power rankings?
Power rankings, our opponents, and win game.
Oh, we got guests tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Chris Lee of VandySports.com. Still working on Georgia Tech. Be nice if people emailed you back.
The state of Georgia just does not want to talk to you.
I don't think they have internet down there. Don't have email. You ready? Clemson's FPI the rest of the way.
Yes.
I'll let you guess. At Georgia Tech this weekend.
88%.
85.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse at home.
82.
90.6. At Wake Forest.
92.
86.2.
Should be higher. They're going to kill Wake Forest.
NC State at home.
83.
90.2.
I'm underestimating all over the place.
At Florida State.
98.
89.5.
It should be significantly higher. Florida State's bad.
Louisville at home.
92.
95.7.
Wednesday 3.
At Boston College.
78.
71. Duke at home.
90.
82. South Carolina home.
94.
86. FBI's got Duke ahead of South Carolina. And actually has Wake Forest on the West on the road, though. So anyway, that's where Clemson is. The Tigers, according to FBI, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr, Tonto, Jack Leg.
Sure.
Eskimo t-shirt, buddy. According to FBI, Clemson has a 19.1% chance of winning out in the regular season.
19.1.
A 57% chance of winning the conference right now.
All those numbers sound great. They just need to win the next one, though, right?
Strength of schedule, remaining strength of schedule, number 22 in the country. Doesn't sound like it, does it? So the toughest game, Boston College, 71% chance of winning up in Chestnut Hill coming up. All right, we finished things up, my friend, as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, something to keep an eye on. I don't know if you've seen this yet this morning. NFL Hall of Famers are seeking and threatening a boycott until the NFL provides insurance and salaries for the Hall of Famers, claiming they have generated $14 billion in revenue, and they want a piece of that pie after their playing career has ended. Players such as Lawrence Taylor, Kurt Warner, Deion Sanders, Bruce Smith, Reggie White, Ronnie Lott, etc. have all been named in this, and they want to be a part of the pie, have a piece of the pie, if you will. Something to keep an eye on and monitor as the league tries to deal with yet another issue off the field.
My 2-minute drill, I got a sad one to report to you. Brought to you by EricNewton.com. That was part of my 2-minute drill earlier with the snaps. I got another one, though. 22-year-old Iowa State, a 22-year-old man has been charged with the first-degree murder and the death of an Iowa State golfer, Cecilia Barquin Rosa Menina, 2018 Big 12 champion.